A particular congregation was in need of a preacher, and there was an elderly man who wanted to give it a try. And so the men took him back to a back room, and they talked with him about it, and they decided, okay, preacher, we'll give you a chance on Sunday to show us how you preach. And so he got up there in the pulpit, and he preached for 15 minutes, and he sat down. Boy, they looked at each other all eagerly, and they said, we think this is going to work out. And they took him back to the back room, and they said, preacher, we think this is going to be a good arrangement for us, but we just want to be absolutely sure, so we want you to preach for us again next Sunday. Okay, he said. So he got up there the next Sunday, and he preached 15 minutes, and he sat down. And they looked at each other convinced, and they took him back to the back room, and they said, yes, sir, preacher, you're our new man. They signed him up. He got up there the next Sunday, and he preached for an hour and a half. Well, they were just about to fall out on the floor. And as soon as he was done, boy, they took him back to that back room, and they said, now, listen here, preacher, you owe us an explanation. We thought you were short-winded. Now, what gives? And he said, brethren, there's a very simple explanation. He said, that first Sunday, he said, I had just had all my teeth pulled. And he said, my mouth was so sore, I just couldn't keep talking. And they said, oh, yeah, and that second week, he said, well, I was breaking in new dentures. And he said, my gums were so sore, I just couldn't go on. And they said, oh, okay, so you finally got your dentures broke in good, huh? And he said, oh, no, he said, that's not it at all. He said, this morning, I got in my wife's dentures by mistake, and I couldn't shut them off.